Yeah, look, I've known Heath McDonald for a few years now. He has a finance and business background. He's sat on the Agricultural Committee in the House of Commons for quite a few years now. So he has a bit of a background in agricultural policy, certainly a background in finance and business. So I think we're hopeful and optimistic that he'll bring a new lens to the Department of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, which, you know, we believe is well needed, especially looking at things through an economic, financial lens. Any policies that we may see in the future should certainly have that lens moving forward. Certainly going to miss Minister Cody Bloise. He was only on the job for a few weeks, but I can tell you that he got a lot done in those few weeks, even more than what was done over the past 2 years. And farmers I've spoken to across the country, including producers in Saskatchewan, all had a positive impression of Mr. Bloise. So we're sorry to see him leave, but we're certainly welcoming Mr. McDonald to the job. I know that he's been opposed to a lot of policies that have impacted grain farmers, such as the capital gains tax increase, such as the carbon tax. So again, comes from that finance economic background, former Minister of Finance and PEI, so really understands the economy, you know, how to grow things and how to grow sectors. So we hope that he brings that spirit and those experiences to the job, because, you know, when I speak to producers, they're ready to grow and they're ready to be an equal partner of government.
What do you think should be first on his agenda?
The top three issues for us that we want to see get done within the next month and a half is, number one, we got to reset our trading relationships, both with the U.S. and China. Really happy to see the Prime Minister in the Oval Office last week rebuilding a relationship with President Trump. So that's a good first step. But we also can't forget about China. They've got 100% tariffs right now on our canola meal, canola oil, and peas. So that relationship needs to be reset. Number two is permanent cut of the carbon tax for on-farm activities. This is something the Liberals committed to in their platform, so we want to see action on that. The other thing that they committed to in their platform is permanently reversing the capital gains tax increase. So we're looking also for that within the next month and a half. And then after that, we'll be working with Minister McDonald on a number of different things, getting our research and development on the ag side back in check, so getting dollars back into the department and getting dollars to incentivize private sector research and development. We need to fix our infrastructure. Anybody who's been to the Port of Vancouver has seen that it's crumbling. We also need to fix our labor relations. We cannot survive labor disruptions almost every month. And the third piece is international trade, so looking at trade diversification, but also domestic diversification. How can we produce more food here in Canada, especially on the processing side of things? So how can we produce more canola oil or produce more flour or pulse products? There's a whole swath of issues and challenges ahead of us that we'll certainly be working with Minister McDonald on.
Will it be necessary for the new minister to do a bit of traveling to meet some of his counterparts and governments and potential customers on their turf?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we got the summer months coming up. Parliament's going to likely rise by the end of June. So the minister will have about 2.5 months to be touring around. What I would really urge him to do and recommend he does is he visits every single province in Canada, especially Saskatchewan, Alberta, and Manitoba, who are producing obviously the largest quantities of grain in the country, to really see, you know, the 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 acre family farms that are the backbone of Canadian agriculture. That's super important. And then the next piece after doing that, I would say, is going on the international scene. So seeing where our exports go, be it Indonesia, be it China, be it Northern Africa or Europe, but obviously especially the United States. So we hope that, you know, he'll have a good run over 2.5 months during the summer, and hopefully he travels around, but especially meets with producers on the ground to hear what their challenges and opportunities look like.